Welcome, hustler, player, and swear. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, alongside my blog. On this podcast and my blog, we go a wide variety of topics, everything from self-empowerment, business, having a wealth mindset, the dynamics between men and women, so-called positive thinking, so-called street knowledge. We talk about progressing in life, we talk about getting the things that you want, and we cover so much more. And we do all of this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. Uncommon sense is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from many of you. Uncommon sense, the principles, the knowledge, the wisdom, and understanding, all these are keys, and they will help you unlock many doors that are preventing some of you from achieving the level of success that you want in your life. Now, this is a special edition podcast, and I do these every once in a while. For this particular podcast, I kind of want to get away from the game just a little bit. I've been going hard on the game for the last year and a half. I think it's longer than that. In this podcast, I want to address an important skill that I think everyone should have. And I'm going to break it down so you have a complete understanding of why this skill is important, what it means to your life, and kind of a general overview of how to put this into practice and how to put that into effect. And this skill is concentration. Okay, real briefly, if you have any questions about this information or any podcast I've ever written, any blog I've ever written or any podcast that I've ever made, you can hit me up at my email. It's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And if you haven't done so already, you can go to my website, wjamesd.com. Toward the top, there's tabs. You can hit the free stuff tab, and you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's pretty much like a newsletter. Kind of keeps you up to date with what I'm working on. I also deal with higher level game in there, and some of my Ask a Hustler questions that are a little too controversial to put on my blog or make a podcast about. I cover them in there, and you also get discounts and first looks at certain things and projects that I'm working on and things I'm doing. So you can go to my website, wjamesd.com, hit the free stuff tab, and sign up there. So let's go ahead and get into this podcast, because basically this podcast, we're going to be talking about concentration. Now, in my book, Revealing the Secrets of the Game, I gave a whole exercise, very simple, that anyone can do to help develop concentration. But what is concentration? Well, concentration is what it sounds like, literally, to concentrate. The root word of concentration or concentrating is concentrate. That means something is strong, something is pure, it's not diluted, it's not mixed, it's not tampered. It is a strength that develops what I call a dominant force. So when we talk about concentration, what we are really talking about is creating a dominant force in something. And what is that something? That something is your overall state of mind, which comes from your thinking, comes from your thoughts. thoughts have their own energy. Or, as they say in the metaphysics or New Age, they have a vibration. Now, if you want to look at it from the law of attraction perspective, they say that your thinking, your thoughts, have a certain level of vibration, and it's these thoughts that are kind of have an electromagnetic quality to them, and your predominant mode of thinking will attract to you anything along the lines of what that thought represents. So if you think that you're a very attractive person, you will find results in your life of people that think you're attractive. You will attract that to you. If you have a wealth mindset, you think that you're worth $1 million, I'm just throwing out a random example. If you think you're worth $1 million, you'll have the capacity to attract more money to you based on your thinking. Because thoughts are things, and thoughts have an electromagneticness to them, meaning they draw things. Now, for those of you that have been following me some time, and when I do my consultation, my personal consultations, some people are some people are kind of under the impression that I don't think highly of positive thinking. I don't think highly of the law of attraction. I don't think highly of positive visualization. And that's not the point at all. What I do disagree with is that you're not taught the full spectrum. You're not given the bigger picture. Let me break this down for you. Now, everyone has 24 hours in their day. Time is the ultimate leveler of any playing field. I don't care how much money you have or don't have. I don't care what material possessions you have or what material possessions you do not have. When it comes down to it, as human beings, we all have 24 hours in a day, period. Now, how you use that 24 hours, that is what determines how your life unfolds from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. All right, that's what we call common sense or common knowledge. Now, let's get into the uncommon sense of it, okay? So, we have 24 hours in a day. Let's say we get our recommended 8 hours of sleep. This leaves us actually being awake, being conscious. That leaves us with 16 waking hours. Okay? Now, from the modern school of thought, you would take 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Actually, for this example, we'll just keep it simple. I'll just say 30 minutes. So, we're going to take 30 minutes and run through some positive affirmations, or we're going to do some creative, positive visualization for 30 minutes that day. Let's say we do it when we wake up, we get in the shower, get dressed, and before we actually head out the door, we just sit in front of the mirror and recite some positive affirmations to ourselves, or we sit down somewhere quiet and just do some positive thinking for about 30 minutes, and then we head out to begin our day. Okay, so we 24 hours in a day, we sleep for 8 hours, that leaves us 16 hours of waking time. We just took a 30-minute block of that to do something positive, to do something empowering. So, let's say you go throughout your day and something happens to you that you perceive as negative or something that upsets you or irritates you. If you dwell on that thought repeatedly over and over throughout your day, you are accumulating negative thought or thoughts of anger or possibly frustration. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you're a person that feels a little socially awkward. So you want to, you know, be more socially adept. You want to get more friends. So this is what you choose to do when you wake up in the morning and go through your positive affirmations and your positive visualizations. So you wake up, you dedicate 30 minutes to thinking about that, and then you go throughout your day. Now, let's say a couple hours in, let's say you're at work, and somebody comes to you and makes you feel as though you don't fit in. That reinforces that, yeah, you're an outcast. Yeah, you're not really one of the group. And this irritates you, it might even piss you off. And you dwell on that for a large part of the day, if not the whole rest of the day. Over a period of time, and we're talking about weeks, we're talking about months, what wins? What wins out? What am I talking about? If I take 30 minutes a day being positive, but I spend another 3 or 4 hours thinking negative, what is stronger? Where is my predominant mental state at? Is it on the positive 30 minutes? Or is it on the negative 2, 3, 4, 5 hours where I'm feeling like an outcast? I'm feeling bad about myself. I feel like I have a low self-image. I have low self-esteem. What becomes stronger over time? That little 30 minutes of positivity weighed, let's imagine a scale in front of you, right? We put on one side of the scale, we put a little 30 minutes of positivity. That's one chunk of time. And on the other side of the scale, we put, let's just keep it simple, let's just put 2 hours, a big chunk of time. Where does that scale tip toward? It tips toward the negative thinking, your predominant frame of mind, which cancels out the half hour of positive thinking you did earlier that day. This is what I'm saying. You're not taught this. They teach it to you, but they teach it to you in a roundabout, indirect way, which lessens the effect of positive affirmations, positive thinking, and what they call the law of attraction. And any person very well versed in the law of attraction will tell you that's only one of many, many laws. So they'll teach you the law of attraction all day, but they won't teach you the rest of the laws. Unless, of course, you want to come out of your pocket and pay. That's the general consensus. The law of attraction has become a business, is what I'm saying. It's become another game. Now, I'm not speaking against the law of attraction, but what I'm saying is thinking positive for 30 minutes a day and then dwelling on things that are not positive for the rest of the hours that you're awake, those dominant thoughts are going to cancel out and completely override any positive thinking that you did for that little 30 minutes. It doesn't weigh, it doesn't balance the scale. Concentration is concentrated energy, concentrated thought. In other words, your predominant frame of mind. When we talk about concentration, we're talking about your predominant frame of mind. Predominant, dominant, your dominant frame of mind. So when we talk about the game, we talk about submissive and we talk about dominant. And this is what we're talking about here. Although we're not talking about game per se, we're just talking about your frame of mind. The dominant force always wins. The dominant force always wins. If I have a little fire, let's say it's I light something on fire by accident while I'm cooking. Now, if I have a fire extinguisher or enough water, as long as it's not a grease fire, if I have enough water, I can put that fire out because I have enough of it. Therefore, the dominant force wins. But if I do not have a fire extinguisher, I do not have enough water, the fire is going to increase and become stronger. And unless you have enough water to quench or put out that fire or a way to smother it, it's going to become the dominant force and it is going to burn down your house. This is the same thing with negative thinking and positive thinking. You cannot put out hours upon hours, weeks, months, years of negative thinking. You cannot put that fire out with a couple cups of water. Positive thinking. So when we talk about concentration, we're talking about forming for yourself a predominant state of mind and having the ability to stay in that dominant frame of mind, staying focused. It's like, I'm sure anybody that's had a job out there listening to that will attest to this. You go to work and you might have, there's always one coworker that complains at least once or twice a week, if not every day, about something, about the company, about the job, about the work they're doing. They complain. But yet, they're still there 5 years later, 10 years later, and they still complain every week, sometimes every day. What's the purpose of complaining if you're not going to make plans to change your situation? That is a waste of energy. And this, when you go to work, would become your dominant thought. That's that person's dominant thought. They dislike their job. They complain about it, but they're not doing anything to change it. And that's usually because of fear. They complain, but they're not going to change it. So when they go to work, they experience the negative because that's their predominant frame of mind. That is where their concentration is. Now, let's broaden that out. Some people are like that just in general in life. Very negative. They look at everything as, oh, somebody's trying to get me. Some people are out for me. Some people are always trying to get over on me, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. I can't win. I can't get ahead. This is or becomes a predominant form of thinking. The dominant always wins. So when we talk about the law of attraction, I'll just use the law of attraction as an example. It becomes more than just sitting down thinking positive or visualizing positive for 30 minutes, maybe an hour. It has to become your dominant frame of mind. It has to become the way you think every single day, every single hour. This requires careful attention. I'm going to talk about attention in just a moment. This requires careful attention to what your mind is thinking, which means you have to pay attention to it. Attention leads to concentration. Being able to direct your attention leads to concentration. So, if there's something that you're feeling negative about, you can take your attention off of those thoughts and put your attention elsewhere. And then, once your attention is there, you concentrate on it, meaning you put as much mental energy into that new, more positive mode of thinking. You concentrate it. You give it that power. You make it the dominant thinking. Much easier said than done. What I find, and I still do this myself, I've been doing this for years, I'm not immune. It's something that I have to keep reminding myself of throughout the day. Because you might go, oh, I'm feeling great today. You go out the house, you're feeling good, and then something happens and you get irritated. And this takes your attention and concentration off of feeling good. And now you're feeling irritated or even upset. And you will dwell on that for minutes, sometimes hours. That's not being concentrated on the positive. That's being concentrated on the negative. In the game, hustling in particular, we talk about the law of five, and I wrote about this on my blog. I believe it was called Real Game, the Law of Five. And the law of five in the game basically states that if you hold up your hand, you have five fingers. So we count each finger as 20%. Five fingers, each finger representing 20%, which means all five fingers together is 100%. In other words, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. So that 100 is the total completion of something. Most people cannot concentrate on doing something new in their life past 40%. Some people barely make it to 20%. So if you were counting on your fingers, let's say you were working on a project. I'll use writing a book, for example. I run across a lot of people who want to be self-published authors. And they start writing a book, and they're all into it. They're motivated. And generally speaking, around 40% of the way through, they lose that motivation and they stop. So if we were counting that on our fingers using the law of five, they would have 20%, one finger, 40%, two fingers, leaving 60%, the other three fingers, undone. That's not focusing and that's not concentrating. What happens to a person in between them starting something, being motivated to do it, and stopping somewhere around 40%, 50%, some people even make it to 60%? What happens mentally to make them stop or get frustrated? The lack of concentration, the lack of finishing that project a dominant force, a dominant thought. You follow what I'm saying? Let me give you an example. Back when I used to street hustle, and for those of you that read my book, Unlocking the Small Business Game, you know that we give ourselves quotas. So a quota is basically what you need to make per day so that you end up with a certain amount of revenue at the end of the year. So just to keep things simple, let's say I would wake up, I'm about to go get on the streets, go hustle. So in my mind, I have a goal. Today, I'm making, let's keep it simple. Today, I need to bring in $100. All right, that becomes my goal. So when I used to get up and I used to have these quotas in my mind, when I used to actually get out there on the streets, this becomes my dominant thought for that particular time I'm out there hustling. Today, I need to make $100. Now, if emergency came up, something crazy happened, okay, I'll go back home for that day or find someplace else to hustle. But other than that, that becomes my focal point. That's where I put my attention. That's where I'm focused on. That is what I'm concentrated on while I'm out there getting that $100. And no matter how many people tell me no, no matter how many rejections I face, no matter how many stumbling blocks, no matter how many people irritate me, piss me off, I remove my thoughts from that feeling, from those downward spiraling negative thoughts, and bring my focus, my attention back to, I need to make this $100. Concentrated energy, your focal point. Concentrated, your dominant mode of thinking. And when I first started this, because hustlers used to teach me that, go out with your quota already in mind. You have a goal, you have something you're working toward. And this is all well and good, it's cool, and it works when you understand why it works and how it works, because that's where your energy is at. I told the story in Unlocking the Small Business Game, my book, about a hustler friend of mine named Burns. And we were outside, it was hot, Atlanta, and we're out there hustling, and this dude is knocking stuff out the park. He's making money hand over fist, selling his butt off, right? And me, I'm barely selling anything. Why? Because he was concentrated where I was not. I'm thinking about the heat. I'm thinking about frustration. I'm letting the frustration get to me instead of focusing and concentrating on why I'm out there. And we had to actually, because we lived together in a house in East Point, we actually had to make rent that day or we were going to get kicked out. We were renting a nice little house in East Point. and we were behind on the rent. So money had to be made that day. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about where I'm going to live if I'm getting kicked out. I'm thinking about, dang, it's so hot outside. I have to get this money. But within that, I concentrated more on the negative than I concentrated on just doing the job, making that quota for that day. Burns, on the other hand, that's what he concentrated on. And he blew past that goal in what, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And me, I was struck. And you know what he said to me? He said, Sha, my hustler name at the time. He was like, Sha, it's a vibe, man. You have to catch it. It's a vibe. It's a vibration. It's a mode of thinking. And it's something I had to catch or catch up to, because my energy and thoughts were focused on the opposite. And this is what happens oftentimes for a lot of us when we place ourselves in new situations that we're unsure about, or even situations that we've been through numerous times. We look at the negative, everything that can possibly happen that is not going to be beneficial for us, everything that can happen that may even set us behind, cause us to lose. That is not playing the game to win. That's playing the game not to lose. We want to play the game to win. How do we do that? We make the predominant thought, the predominant mode of thinking, what we're after, instead of what can possibly happen that'll be bad. And this simple change in perspective is extremely powerful when you develop it. A lot of people are good at starting out that way, but they cannot continue. Going back to the law of five, 20%, 40%, they get 20, 40% of the way in and they just lose it. They start doubting themselves. They start looking at all the work that's still ahead of them. I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do this. They start wondering if they can do it. They start wondering if, what if? Can I really? The focus, concentration, goes to the negative and doesn't remain on the positive. Concentration. Focusing your thoughts, your energy, what you want. And if it does trail off to the negative, you bring it back. Bring your attention and focus back and reconcentrate on what you want. Again, this is not something that just happens. You have to make it happen. You have to take control of your mind. I want you to think of your mind like a wild Rottweiler, a dog. And this dog is untrained. It's crazy. It's running up and down the block. It's running through people's yards. It's scaring young kids, scaring old ladies. It is untrained. It's wild. It's gonna do whatever it wants to do. But as a person who learns to gather their attention and concentrate their thoughts, this is a person who takes the challenge of that Rottweiler to train it so that it no longer does what it wants to do. They put a leash around that Rottweiler. They teach it to sit, so it sits. They teach it to walk, so it walks. They teach it to come here, so it comes here. You have to train your mind. Learn to concentrate your thoughts. Now, let me go back to my example. I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but I want to make sure I cover all these bases so I can give you a nice, just general bucket of information, a bucket of knowledge. So, let's go back to my hustling example. So once I develop this ability to have a quota and go throughout my day, that becomes, after a while, it becomes habitual. Habitual way of thinking, habitual form of concentration, it becomes very simple. Now, where you want to increase that and take it up to another level is when you're working on something that takes a long time to complete. I'll use writing a book, for example. I'm an author. I run into a lot of people who would like to be authors. And again, like I said, most people stop around 40%. They get not even halfway through with their book and they stop. Because writing a book takes a long time. Which means you have to have a certain level of focus and concentration on writing every single day for a long period of time. And a lot of people can't do that because they get distracted by what's going on in their life. Yes, it happens. It happens to me too. They get distracted by what's going on around them. They get distracted by family. They get distracted by a lot of things. And they never bring their concentration back to finishing that project because it's taking so long. So, being able to concentrate for one day on one particular goal, having a quota, is fine. But when you really know that you're beginning to master concentration, is when you can hold your attention over a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2, 3, 4 months on one particular goal until it's completed. Going back to the law of five, counting 20% on each of our fingers, 20%, 40%, 60%, 80%, 100%. Seeing something through to 100% completion, that is when you know you have powerful concentration, the ability to have something dominate your thinking. I'm not saying take over your thinking. We want to be obsessed, not possessed. We want to be obsessed, but having the ability to concentrate over a long period of time. Dominant thinking. The dominant always wins in your mind and in nature itself. The dominant force always wins. So, how do you develop concentration? You can start it simply by focusing, giving your attention to some of the most mundane, boringest tasks that you can think of. I usually give the example of washing dishes. Most people don't like hand washing dishes. It's boring. Your mind goes everywhere else but on the task you're doing. You can practice concentration by focusing on nothing but washing those dishes to the best of your ability. It's not going to happen the first time. It's not going to happen the second time. But every time you wash dishes, concentrate on nothing but washing dishes. When you go to brush your teeth, concentrate on nothing but brushing your teeth. What you're doing is training your mind, putting a leash around that Rottweiler so it obeys you instead of you obey it. You be in a good mood, you get on your social media feed, you see a post or something crazy, and it just, you talk about it for the next 2 hours. That's not being concentrated. Your mind, your Rottweiler, is not properly trained. It's leading you where it wants to go instead of you leading it to where you want it to go. You understand? Concentration. Learning to use the power of your mind and the power of your thinking, making your goal the dominant or predominant mode of thinking every single day for as long as it takes for you to reach a particular goal or aspiration in your life. This is W. James Dennis. Thank you for listening. And as always, I honestly hope I've given you some food for thought. You can catch me on my website. It's WJamesD, just the letter D.com. If you have any questions, you can email me at WJamesDennis, WJamesDennis, at gmail.com. And we can go ahead and chop up some game, or just chop up just general knowledge about anything that you want to talk about. Y'all stay good. Until next time, I'm out.